This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of information and conversation affecting the lives and the businesses of the American family farmer community. This hour is devoted to the family farmer, to food, and to family. The winnowing of all of the excitement I had as a child growing up on a farm with a family teaching me all about cows and how things grew and all that stuff. It seems to be waning. And I would like to put a stop to it as much as I can, or at least give people alternatives. That's really what this program is about, ideas that come from people who have success stories to tell so that perhaps they can give you ideas that may help you become more successful, especially in the light of the background of some of the things that are going on. You've heard me talking about the interim rules, the program for growing hemp and that sort of thing. There are people who are reading more information into it. Somebody criticized me last week because I said it was a disaster. It appears that there are some things in it that may be subject to interpretation, but still I'm looking, as are a lot of farmers who don't dairy anymore and they're not growing corn, they need another cash crop, and that's what hemp would be if people would get away from this foolish notion that it's marijuana. It's just the ignorance just bothers the living you-know-what out of me. So there is that. I was also reading, as I scanned around for some news that would be relevant, an overview of where our food comes from. There are a lot of connections to several places in the country where food transfers more than any place else. The two cities, where would you think that the biggest transfer of food comes? What cities in our country? One of them is Los Angeles. The other one is Chicago. These are the biggest food hubs. 17 million tons of food go through Los Angeles County every single year. 17 million tons of food. Now, what's happening, as you can imagine, is a lot of it's coming down from farm country, which the northern part of the state gets into Los Angeles, put on trucks and on trains and planes and stuff, and then flown or moved to other parts of the country. Los Angeles is a big hub for travel, so that makes this an easy place for food to travel. And then Chicago, with the mercantile exchange there, the interesting thing about when it's the commodities market there, and the food also, the commodities are being priced there, but also the huge food transport business that is there is, and the third, by the way, is Niagara County in next to Erie County in New York. I found that pretty interesting, where the food supply chain changes hands. And single-handedly, it seems that one of the reasons that's the case, in Buffalo anyway, because it's close to several Walmart, the Walmart transport facilities that are in two places in New York. These are big terminals where the trucks come in and exchange products, and then they go out to the stores. And apparently that's one of the reasons. There's a huge amount of food being sold, let's not kid ourselves, by Walmart. Whether we think it's a good idea or it isn't, there's a huge amount of food being sold there. So this is fruits, vegetables, all kinds of stuff. The refrigerated trucks, more used now than refrigerated cars on railroad trains. It takes longer oftentimes for something to move by train than it does by truck. So there are more trucks that are carrying food. I guess that makes sense. It's easier for them to be distributed that way. So that's the story of where our food hubs are. There's a movement afoot. I also saw this week. I thought this news would be of interest to many of you, many of us, who are having a problem finding land to use. Younger farmers are trying to find land to buy. They're trying to borrow money. They're trying to rent land. There's a story of a woman who wanted to be an organic farmer in Maine. She was trying to buy a farm up in Lake City. And there's an article that I saw in one of the farm papers about the things that she has gone through thus far to try to get a loan so she could buy. You know, the government says, oh, we have loans for this, that, and the other thing. Well, they may have them available, but it's very difficult. If any of you have ever tried to get loans from the government to buy land, in this circumstance, she was told by the bank and by the government agency that she has to rent most of the acres that she hopes to buy from the current farmer. And then she's got a boyfriend who's going in on it. He's got to sell his house. And, you know, she's got a full-time job. She's using that as security. Why the hell make it so difficult? You want people to stay in farming, then make it easy. We sure waste enough crop cash paying out these bums that got all the aid that didn't deserve any of it this year. Why not be using that money to help more and more young farmers get a hold of arable land, usable land? But it's really, if you go through the steps, you would find, any number of people have told me this, it's nearly impossible for a beginning farmer to buy land. You can rent it, yes, but then when the person renting it may pass and the family wants to sell the land, if you can't get a loan to buy it, then you're out of luck. And you spend all that time improving the land. It seems to me this is a disgrace. But it's part of the scenario that we're fussing with right now and having a hard time. I own my land, and I'm not, I shouldn't say I own it at all. I use about 800 acres of land around Middlesex and Worcester County in Massachusetts. And most of it, with the stuff I own, is pasture land for my cows. And then I rent a lot of land, or I just take care of people's lands. They don't pay me, and I don't pay them to get the hay off of it. But I wanted to use some of the land to grow hemp. That's not going to happen, at least in Massachusetts for a while, because now they're going to rely on the federal regulations, and I'm expecting in your state it's the same thing. I wish I could see a show of hands of people who are listening to this program right now. Put your hand up. If you are no longer in dairying, you want to use that land to grow hemp, and you are extremely frustrated by the attitude of the government trying to control everything that we do. How is this helping agriculture? They just don't see it. They don't. They don't see it. They don't get it. All right, so those are a couple of stories, my observations about what's going on that you ought to know about. Up next, we're going to have a conversation with a person that is trying to continue his family's fishing tradition. We've spent a lot of time lately talking more about fishing because it's an important part of farming in America. I don't want to leave anybody out. 14 past the hour in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with help for those of you who, as you go into the holiday season, have got a few extra pounds and you feel like you're fighting an uphill battle to be in shape through Christmas and New Year's. What with Thanksgiving around the corner, Halloween, maybe you'll Like most families, you're eating a little more candy than you should. Put on a pound or two, which you can't take off. And then Thanksgiving, you eat too much for 2 or 3 days, 4 days. Put on 3 or 4 pounds. Christmas parties, put on a couple of more pounds. And you know the story. So let's see if we can help you help yourself to the choice, the healthiest choice for weight loss. Weight loss that ends up in you keeping the weight off. And that product that brings you to that point is Kalitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the most natural weight loss formula, matter of fact, it's the only one in America, that will guarantee you lose the weight and keep it off if you just stay on the program for 5 or 6 months. Not expensive at all. It's a fabulous way because of the main ingredient. Understanding if we do, hopefully you were taught in science classes, biology classes, or some kind of science class that collagen is the number one protein in your body. Your body needs it to keep the fat moving out, build up a little muscle. Your body doesn't make it anymore after you're in your 20s. So this jump starts it. Kalitren jumps it because it's 30% of the ingredient in the capsule. So let's work at your body's weight problem. Go to Kalitren. I often do this. I put Kalitren and collagen together. Calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Get the information that you have there. Maybe the most important thing is the testimonials from all the people that tell you the story of how this works and why it worked for them and how it can work for you. All right? Let's lose the weight. Do it safely, naturally, with Calotren. Huge specials right now and free shipping. Use the DJV code when you go to Calotren.com to order the product. Stay on it for 6 months. You'll have lost the weight and you'll keep it off. Calotren.com, code DJV for free shipping and the special deal.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
A lot of small businesses, small farmers, and the focus on what they do. That's what I'm trying to promote here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now introducing you to Ryan Horwath, who is the fleet manager of Sitka Salmon Shares. This is a mouthful and a half. SitkaSalmonShares.com, the website. You are in Alaska, and thus the reference to the Kodiak fleet. The salmon is better from there than anywhere else in the world, is it not, Ryan?
Absolutely. It's some of the best managed fisheries in the world, and they sort of set a precedence for how the rest of the nation handles fisheries management.
All right. What is a jig fisherman? I notice you're described as a jig fisherman. What's that?
So jigging is basically a hook on a line. We actually use about 10. And then we use machines. You can use fishing rods, too, on the East Coast. These guys are going out in small boats and just using a regular fishing pole with, two or three hooks and little rubber jigs on them, and they bounce them up and down. Sometimes you use bait. I don't want to give away any trade secrets here, but depending on what you're targeting, you know, they have different things they like to chase, and so it's very, very simple, very non-invasive, non-destructive form of fishing.
All right. Now, if I'm reading my background information correctly, it would seem to me that you're setting up what would be called on the rest of the farms a CSA. You have shares that you sell in the catch for people back down here in the States. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's based off of the CSA model, and we just added an F because it's fisheries and fish instead of agriculture.
Right. So it's an FSA instead of a CSA. So you go up...
CSF.
CSF. Oh, okay. All right. CSF. I got it. CXF. Yes, yes, yes. The idea of bringing the fish down from Alaska to places all over the Midwest, that is something I want to sort of pursue with you, because this, you're supported in a rather unique way. And so we'll get to that as we give you more ideas. Ryan Horwath, Kodiak Fleet Manager of Sitka Salmon Shares, here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Focus on family farming, food, and things that we can do to make ourselves more valuable. Here's a great idea. I don't know that the average farmer can do this, although I think Ryan Horwath is with us from Sitka Salmon Shares, which is a CSF. The idea of having this perhaps tied into other markets. There are a lot of places, at least where I am here in New England, Ryan, that have fish now, and they have beef, they have pork, they have lamb, and they don't, the CSA doesn't grow. The CSA normally here, traditionally, is a vegetable producer, but they bring in these others. When I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, I had several fisheries come in to sell their product. With the CSA that people would get for the milk. So is that how this works? It doesn't have to be just a fish thing. It can be combined with others. I would think that'd give you a broader market, right?
Yeah, and that's how the CSF actually started, is we were teaming up with other CSAs in the Midwest, and it became logistically a nightmare as we grew. So we decided to just deliver ourselves to people's doors. That's proven to be more effective and more consistent for our model, but we're definitely into partnerships. We're always, you know, doing events with farmers and on farms, because we're facing the same battles, essentially.
Right. And the fishing cooperatives and the fishermen that are out there work for the huge fish, the Gortons and all these other characters that are overfishing. So I guess I'm interested, you talk about your model. How does it work? Do you know, I'm thinking about, it probably sounds silly, The Deadliest Catch, that TV show where the fish are captured and they're put in, you're laughing, into ice. Right, well, so tell us how it actually happens. What happens when you catch these fish?
So we don't quite fish it like they do on that show. That's king crab fishing in the Bering Sea, which I've done. My uncle had fished up there since the 70s, and then it was sort of my dream to do what he did, so I did that as well. For a short time, but that is a great, and they explained that on the show a little bit. I've only seen a couple episodes, but they did talk about how at one time there was 250 boats harvesting this quota, that the state had set, you know, for that species. And they, they've consolidated down to about 60 boats, and it's probably even less than that now. And that is under the rationalization program. The problem with that is that it leads to corporations coming in and purchasing the quota. And, like, I don't know if you've heard what's going on the East Coast there with, you know, a hedge fund trying to acquire the rights to catch fish and then lease them back to fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're trying to do is trying to keep it open for, you know, younger fishermen to get into the business. And by doing this direct from Alaska to consumers model, the CSF, we're able to do that instead of having this pressure to over-harvest the resource and then essentially ship it out of the country for cheap processing and only to have it re-imported. So we're trying to keep it in the U.S., trying to keep it within our...
So go over that again. That may have confused somebody.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So we catch our fish in Alaska. We have our own plant, and then, like in Kodiak, we use a couple partner plants. And then we catch and process the fish up there, then we ship it down to our Galesburg, Illinois warehouse where we distribute from there.
All over Illinois, all over the Midwest, all over the country.
We're doing all over the country right now.
You are.
All
right,
yeah.
I want to talk about how expansive that is and how you manage to do that and pull it off and make it successful as we continue here on Telling Success Stories to help people involved in every aspect of agriculture.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The American Family Farmer, a weekly presentation of my production company and the folks around the country and around the world that are competing successfully in the age of big ag and pushing the little guys around. They have no qualms. They have no one of the things that Ryan Horowath was telling us, he's from Sitka Salmon Shares, and they have a community-supported fishery, a CSF. Has a great story. We're telling that here. The hedge funds trying to buy up everything, including fishing rights. You know, anything where there's money, these guys are trying to buy it up. There's a podcast now that we have every week. We do on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, a podcast of some of the important farm news. And one of the things that we talk about on the podcast that's most recently posted at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the fewer and fewer cows that are milked every day, but production continuing to go up because of the way that business has run. It isn't a farm, it's a factory. We also meet Mark Castor, who's the founder of Organic Eye, on this podcast. He spent most of his life advocating for family farmers, working to ensure the integrity of the organic label, which has been bastardized by the government and Big Ag, as you can imagine. He made a shift to organic agriculture back in the 80s. He was sick. He changed his eating habits, a very organic diet, and he restored his health. And now he bought a 160-acre organically managed farm in southwestern Wisconsin, and his operation, Organic Eye, endeavors to leverage the experience of the management and staff of the farm to help others who want to be research-wise and otherwise true to the organic label. So this is a very interesting and important, it's a good conversation, it really is, educating you about things like erosion of the soil, foundational precepts of the organic movement, that kind of thing. So anyway, and then I talk about fake milk. And the question I ask, and I don't know there's a good answer for it, how chocolate milk, most of the chocolate milk you see in the stores comes from Spain. You figure that out. You can try to figure it out. All of this for discussion purposes and to listen to the snapshot of our program on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I said Ryan Horwath is here. He's the field manager, the fleet manager for Sitka Salmon Shares, community-supported fishery, goes to Alaska. How much time did you say you spent a year up there fishing? And do you not need to be, or doesn't somebody have to be fishing all the time, or can you get enough of a catch to satisfy your needs in a few months, Ryan?
Well, there's a group of us. So there's about 25 fishermen in Sitka and a few in Kodiak that are harvesting all the shares for our members. And that's really how the model works is people sign up beforehand and then we know how much to go target and catch. I'm up there about 6 months and then I'm down here in Western New York. I'm actually in Buffalo right now where we're doing, engaging the customers and telling them our story and getting them to sign up for shares.
Yeah. What's the biggest tool, the best tool, the most successful tool in your toolbox to get people to sign up, to get the members on board?
Our most successful and cheapest way to do it is farmers markets. And they've led us into a lot of local producer-only markets because we are, essentially fighting the same fight as small family farmers. Even though we're coming from Alaska down to the Midwest and to Buffalo, for me in Buffalo, there's actually no other people doing this at all. So we're unique to these markets. They like our story. They like the fact that I actually go up there and catch some of the fish.
So how do you reach out? How do you gather? How do you get people to know? Is this word of mouth? Is it all social media? Again, the website is SitkaSalmonShares.com and LastManFishing.com. So is that where you get your market? Do you advertise? How do people, word of mouth? How do people know that you're doing what you're doing?
We started with just farmers markets and word of mouth, and the idea was to keep it small in the Midwest. Now we're getting into the social media space and having some success there. But really, I personally enjoy the farmers markets because we can talk to people one-on-one. I can tell them what we're doing, and there's nothing beats a, face-to-face conversation.
Can people tell that have the city folks that go to the farmers markets, can they really tell the difference in the salmon that you are selling them and procuring for them versus what they buy in a grocery store or a fish market or wherever else there may be people that want to buy good salmon?
Absolutely. So we have one of the highest retention rates in this space. And that just, I think, goes to show that there is a difference and people appreciate it. You can tell just by looking at it. There's no color at it, so it's not perfect. You know, sometimes you get a little something that looks imperfect, and that just speaks to the authenticity of the operation. And people appreciate that now. I think people are questioning why they're getting sick, and they're looking at all the options. And we all know that if you just go back to the basics, that could be something. And, yeah.
Well, that's what the American Family Farmer program is all about, going back to the basics. Some people accuse me of being an old curmudgeon because what I grew up around, what I learned, what I've carried forward in taking care of the animals that I have comes from what I grew up around. And that's passé, many people say now. You have to, as Sonny Perdue so ridiculously put it, you got to get big or you got to get out. And that's not the way that I think. I don't think it should be the way that anybody thinks because it doesn't get you good food. It just gets you cheap food. Americans don't like to pay for food anyway, and that brings me around to my next question. How do you price this stuff? How do you know? Do you just go against the market that's in the supermarket, or do you have some concrete facts as to what it costs you to gather up the salmon and ship it down and distribute it?
Well, we know how much that costs. One of the things we do is we pay our fishermen more than the competitors. So that adds a significant cost to our bottom line. But we absorb that cost by explaining it to our customers. And they're, like I said, they're open to it. They understand. And as long as we stay true to our word, I think that there's a little wiggle room in the pricing, to absorb that. So we also look at we have some competitors that are doing the same thing,
yeah.
Or trying to. A lot of them are using different, cheaper fish from questionable sources. And in fact, one of the big competitors we had just had an expose by the AP that exposed some fraud that they were doing, and they flat out lied about where they got some of their fish, and that wasn't good for them. So we're you know, not growing as fast as those guys because we're staying true to our word. And it is expensive. In fact, you know, we're having a hard time turning a profit. We're expanding, so that's good, and we're paying our fishermen well, and our employees are happy with us. But yeah, it's going to be it's a longer term project, and that's the thing. We're not trying to get in and get out like a lot of these other guys. We're trying.
So, how did you get financing to get started? How did you go to a bank? Did you have somebody?
No, actually, the story is a professor from Galesburg, Illinois, went up to Sitka, Alaska, and they were just fundraising for the Sitka Conservation Society. Mm-hmm. The response in the Midwest from that Alaskan fish was so great that they liked the idea of the CSA model, and that's when CSFs were just starting. We got funding mainly from people that wanted more fish in the Midwest.
Really?
Huh. And from the fishermen. So most of our fishermen are invested in the company. For me to sell Sitka salmon shares, my fish, I had to invest in the company. Mm-hmm. So that's the main source of funding.
Yeah. All right, there's a film called Last Man Fishing. I want to find out more about that as we continue here. Ryan Horwath is with us from the Sitka Salmon Shares website, SitkaSalmonShares.com. Here's something we're talking about eating and the things that we eat and what's healthy and what isn't. All of us eat too much sugar, sugar-based food, whether it be actual sugar or the corn syrup or whatever it is that gets put into a lot of things that we eat. You can look around and see how blood sugar is a problem with people. Just the obesity problem is huge, pardon the pun, in our country. So, here's a way for you to deal with blood sugar issues and get them under control. It may be that you have sugar cravings, just like I do. Maybe you have become pre-diabetic. Maybe you have type 2 diabetes. There's a product now called Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It cures, that's a good name for it, because it defends your body from the attack of the sugar. All of the ice cream and the cake and the pies and things, you'll clean out your body. You won't have to clean it out after you get on. This is very good for your heart. Let's see if we can all sort of form a compact. Go to Curalin.net if you have this problem. C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. And support healthy blood sugar levels in your body. It'll help other things that your body may, you know, as a result of being heavy, your digestion problems often. I know I have cravings for ice cream and cake almost every day and chocolate. So I'm happy to be on Curalin. You'll find it'll make a major difference in your life if you are one of the 1 in 3 that has some kind of a problem with sugar in your diet. For a limited time, you use the code DJV. Get $20 off your first order at Curalin.net. So join the people who have found that there is a way, an easy way, a natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net, enter the promo code DJV to solve the problem.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Home Buyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is the path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This is the American Family Farmer. You know my voice belongs to Doug Steffen. That's me. The generation of farmers that we have now in our country will be reduced in numbers substantially in the next, I apologize, I got a little bit of a cold this week, will be reduced by huge numbers unless we kind of figure out our connection, the family farmer, to food in general and to families that are in need of having good, healthy food. But as Mr. Perdue has so eloquently said, get bigger, get out, would you believe that one study, one research paper, that believes that a generation or two from now, production agriculture will be in the hands of about 100,000 farms. That's it. One out of every four or five commercial operators say the farmer of the future is not a farmer at all. He's a manager of processing. He's a manager of supply. He's a manager of equipment. He's not a manager of quality. He's just a manager of quantity. And that's what the American people have come around. Successful farmers in 20 or 25 years will have to be efficient, skilled at marketing, and financially very, very sound. That does not sound like a lot of farmers that I'm around. Certainly they aren't financially sound. Certainly they're growing into the younger people that are maybe working on the farms if the family is holding together or skilled at marketing. But how efficient? I don't think we ever were efficient. I never really pushed my cows because I didn't want that relationship with them. I want my cows to be treated. They're special. Well, my cows are special. So perhaps that's something worth thinking about. What's special? What's so special about your farm? And tell that story. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm going on the website Sitka Salmon Shares right now. So as I can encourage you to go there. The film Last Man Standing. Let's get Ryan Horowath, who's from Sitka Salmon Shares, to tell us what this film is all about.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. So it's Last Man Fishing is about the struggle of the small boat family fishermen in America today. And it's actually been filmed over 4 years. It just released this past fall. And it basically talks about what's going on the East Coast with small boat fishing families, what's going on in Alaska, and it really gives you a perspective on the struggles that we're facing.
I saw an article in one of the Milwaukee papers, entitled, the headline is, "There's Nothing Fishy About Sitka Salmon Shares." That's pretty good. That's a good headline. I think a lot of the last man farming. I mean, you look at the numbers and the predictions from some of these gurus who suggest that in the next 20, 25 years, there'll only be 100,000 people in our country growing all the food. And I'm going to bet that the number of people doing what you're doing, these independent boats that go out of Gloucester here in Massachusetts or wherever they may be, they are becoming a rarity because the big companies are coming in and buying everything up. So will this be, though, different? We're going through a seafood revolution. People realize that fish don't come square. So they go to McDonald's and they get a square piece of fish. Where'd that come from? And this is the same no matter where. That's not real fish, of course. But this seafood revolution, what's the root of that and how is it taking place?
So we're doing our best to give people another option. I mean, I think a lot of this ties into, you know, food security and options that are presented to folks. And so this is a way that I believe we can give someone an option to have, you know, good food and know what that tastes like. I grew up in Western New York, and I never liked fish because we didn't have the good options.
It's crap. Of course it was. Awful. I'm looking here at some of the things. There are a lot of reviews that are on your website. Best fish I've ever been able to make at home. delivered to your door. This is the most amazing fresh fish you'll ever eat. A lot of reviews, a lot of help, a lot of information on how to do this. If you think this is up your alley, Ryan Horwath from Sitka Salmon Shares here on the American Family Farmer. Thanks for the enlightenment, Ryan. Continued good luck.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Family Farmer here. I'm Doug Steffen with some observations. I'd like to spend a few minutes telling you what I think, what I believe. Kind of hard to believe that another growing season coming to a close here, at least in New England and in the Northeast, but the northern climes, if you will. There are a lot of challenges still with weather across the Midwest that is going to not be very helpful to producing a profitable crop. A lot of shortfalls. The weather is one thing, and you can't do anything about that. But government interference, the needs of the industry, trying to move forward, smaller and smaller groups. I belong to the National Farmers Union, and they have an annual meeting of New England members, and because there are fewer of us, fewer people go to the meetings every year, and I wonder what kind of impact. The National Farmers Union has a big impact. And it's pretty much all designed or aimed at helping the American family farmer. The Farm Bureau Federation is more tuned to the bigger ag enterprises. And so they do, I belong to both of them. In fact, I'm going to a meeting tonight, a monthly meeting of our farm group. But I'm ostracized because I don't have the same beliefs everybody else does. But what I say to them is, don't you want to have a variety of beliefs? Don't you want to have people who have different ways of feeding into your information bucket so we don't all think the same? I don't think there's any success in all thinking the same. I don't think it works. I don't think it moves to the next level if everybody is on the same page, everybody agrees. I think that there are funding issues, pesticides that are an issue, and frankly, pesticide reviews, the influence of these big companies like Bayer and Dow and DuPont and Monsanto, and how they keep giving money to the members of the Ag Commissions and Ag community, the ag, representatives that are on committees get a lot of money from these, even on the county level and even on the state level. We all think about it when it comes to the national level, but I don't think people get it. I think all we want to do is grow our dairy, grow our produce, and sell it and make a profit and be able to stay on the farm. That's all we want to do. But everything's become so convoluted, so complicated, and it's hard to know where to turn for advice or help. You know, the old expression, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, that doesn't work well with a lot of farmers, even though there are a lot of programs that have been instituted to try supposedly to help the farmer, but they are so... There's so much red tape and so many requirements, like you're selling your soul to these people. And why? It's our government. We're paying for it. Why is it so difficult? I'd like to think that there is going to be a time when we'll be able to, I don't know, maybe I'm just dreaming. I love the old, remember the, was the theme to the Ranger, the Lone Ranger, Return With Us Now, Those Thrilling Days of Yesteryear? Well, there are a lot of good things that happened. And they, you know, there are things because of modernization that have been helpful as well. But for a lot of, you know, I give the example every week of farmers who planted hemp. And the boom in using CBD has left a bitter taste in the mouth of those of us who wanted to grow, who wanted a profit, those of us who were dairy people and they have a lot of land because they're not growing corn anymore because we can't sell our milk. And it's just, it's one issue, one regulation, one thing from the government after another. We can't do anything without the government, the government, the government, the government, the government. And it should be treated the same as corn. It's just a commodity. And there's no, you know, all these people are all worked up about how much THC is in it and is marijuana illegal. I mean, come on. This is 2019. It's time for us to get with what people are doing. Whether you like it, whether you use it. I don't use it. I don't like it. But I'm going to grow it because it's a way for me to make my farm. It's a survival tool. And yet these dying towns, I mean, you look around, there's a story floating around about a rural hospital that literally died because they don't have any support in the community because there's no money in the community because the community is basically an ag community. There's no money anyplace in agriculture anymore. There isn't. Unless you are working for a large co-op or a large hedge fund or a large concern that has put everything together so they can control the means of production and distribution. And that's what we don't have. If we're just milking, we send it to the processing plant. We don't know what they're going to do with the milk. We know we want to get paid for the milk that goes to the processing plant. But it's not that simple anymore. And people try to sell milk on their farm, and that's not simple anymore either. We keep our fingers crossed that the next year is going to be better for us than the last year. Check out our podcast, please, including the answer to the question, are you drinking fake milk? AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.